Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Set into the slopes of Table Mountain in Cape Town, the neighbourhood of Bokarp is visually impressive. With brightly painted houses throughout, each street is a myriad of different pastel-coloured buildings. But any visit wouldn't be complete without trying the neighbourhood's traditional Cape Malay style of food. Monocle reporter Gavin Fisher went to tour the area with someone who has lived and breathed Bokarp's unique food her whole life.
I'm Zaini Misbach, live in the Bokarp, born here. The Bokarp is a Cape Malay community in Cape Town, central town. I do cooking lessons and we cook Cape Malay meals. I also take them on a tour. I also teach them to mix spices. Cape Malay people came here in the time of the Dutch 350 years ago. And it was during the slave time that they needed skilled people and people who were literate to help them build this community, which was the first community in the Cape. The women came with to cook for the Dutch. Hence, our cooking is not completely Asian. It is Asian, but it has the not hot part of it. So it's not with a lot of chilies, but it's with a lot of spice. And it became Cape Town's favorite food, you know.
And that spice is going to be our first stop. We're going to go and find out what spices you need to cook this food.
Yeah, we can walk to the spice shop. It's called Atlas Trading. So we're going to use ground mixed spice. So when you use ground spice, make sure it's fresh. So we're going directly to the shop that supplies top restaurants and chefs with good fresh spice.
Oh, you can see, you can smell it already. Can't
smell
you?
It, that's for sure.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a sign to know that this was a spice shop, would you?
So this is where I stand, and we see some red masala here. This red masala is what the spice shop puts together. There's, funny enough, two spices here called the father-in-law and the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law, she's hot, so that's for the Indian community. The father-in-law, he's chilled, so that is for us. So that is a mixed masala. But on my cooking lessons, I teach people to mix a masala. So we step back here. We have the spice here, which is the fennel, the cumin, and the coriander. We have the seeds, and we have the ground spice. When you put fennel, cumin, coriander together, you get a garam masala. So you take the garam masala, you add some turmeric, then you get a brown-yellow color. And with that, you need to add red. So when you're having to add red, you add either paprika, which is not a chili, which is perfect for us. And then if you want it hotter, you can use peri-peri, cayenne pepper, chili powder to make it hotter in the various stages. So your basic of your masala is already done before you put your red on. When you put your red on, that mix it together, and that's your complete masala for the Cape Malay curry.
So why this spice shop? Is this one of many, or is this the sort of the centre of the neighbourhood?
Well, the spice shop has been here 74 years, and it's still going. And everybody gets their spices, even the hotels and top chefs buy their spices here.
So where are we now?
We are now at Bismillah restaurant. Bismillah means we begin with God and the blessings of God. So this is the first restaurant here, a Cape Malay restaurant in the area. Let's first go to the takeout section. There's some food here.
So what kind of things are on offer?
These are beef mince pies. These are dalchis. They are made with pea flour, chickpea flour, and spinach. So the spinach ball, they deep fried. And then we have samosas, which is a little triangle with pastry. And there's also ground minced beef in there. Then we have the cook sister, which is a traditional Cape Malay cook sister.
So cook sisters are traditionally an Afrikaans thing.
The Afrikaans cook sister is more like a donut, clear donut with, you know, just plaited little donut. Whereas the Cape Malay cook sister is made, is very dark. It's an oblong shape. It's deep fried donut, but it's got aniseed in there, dry ginger, dry cardamom, a lot of spice in there. And then it's sugared with a syrup, warm syrup. It gets tossed into the pot with the warm syrup and cooked in there, and then it's stuffed with coconut, either in the center or sprinkled around and in the center.
So you guys in charge of the restaurant here?
Yes, we are.
What's your name, sorry?
Mumina.
So I've just been learning a lot more about Cape Malay food. What does it mean to you?
It's a different culture, it's a different cuisine, and it's not something where you buy a recipe book and this is what you do. It's not basically cooking from a book. It's cooking from the heart that makes a big difference.
So what are your specials? If I were to come in here and ask you to suggest something, what would you have me eat?
Okay, we're very fortunate. We are Cape Malay restaurant, so you're going to get your Malay dishes. The tomato biryani, that is made with lamb, and it's made with fresh tomatoes, whole peeled tomatoes, canned tomatoes, and tomato paste. Biryani basically means a saucy dish. Then you have the pinang, which is sweet and sour beef, and that is made with beef cubes, and it's made with vinegar and some turmeric. Then you have your denning flesh, sweet and sour lamb chops. You'll find with the Cape Malay dishes, they are cooked more organically and more with natural products and not a lot of spices. Okay, so it gives it that aromatic flavor, but not the spicy flavor.
So we've come up the street to our next restaurant, but we've run into, what's your name, sorry?
Brian Friedman.
And you saw Zaini and you were talking about a class that you took with her.
Yeah, it's funny. My wife and I are here at this wonderful restaurant, and I was at one of Zaini's cooking classes 3 years ago in 2014. And I have her cookbook that I came home with the recipe for the dalchis and the rotis, and I make them regularly.
So where are you guys from?
We're from Philadelphia.
So not everybody from Philadelphia or the States or maybe even South Africa would come to Bokop.
They should come here now. They should get on a plane immediately. It's some of the most interesting, exciting food that I've ever had in the world. It's rich. There's an amazing tradition behind it. And it just tastes delicious.
So those guys have just come out of the restaurant. What restaurant is this we're going into now?
This is a recent one. It's a few years old.
Those smells are the same spices, aren't
yes,
they, that
yes,
we had?
You can smell it, yes.
So why would you suggest people come here? What's different about their food here?
Well, it's traditional, and what's on the menu is the type of food we eat every day, you know.
Hi, how are you?
Is this Gavin?
Hi, Gavin.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. It's a beautiful view from up here. So do you work here?
Yes, I work here, yeah.
What's your name, sorry?
Wahida.
And what's the name of the restaurant if people want to come and find it?
The Bokop Gombes.
I mean, the views, can the food beat the views? Because if the food can beat the views, then everyone has to come here.
No, the food is good and the view is also very good.
So give me an idea, what's your speciality?
Okay, we have denning flesh and bubuati. That's our speciality. The denning flesh is a salad. And we just have the normal curries, and we have little meatballs, which we call fricadelle. And we've got, what else? Butter chicken, but that's just the normal dishes.
So there aren't kind of dishes that are particularly, say, posh or anything like that. It's all kind of very kind of earthy food.
Earthy foods, yeah. Wholesome foods, and it's lovely. It's, yeah, something that you want to come for.
What would you say to people? I mean, it's a little bit of a walk up the hill to get here.
It's worth the walk.
is it worth the walk?
When they come here, they are so famished, but when they done then, they say, oh, it was worth it.
So they can work the food back off again on the
there
way back down.
On their way back down.
So we're back at your house now, and you say this is out the back, there's a kind of community garden.
So this is shared by everybody. It's the back of the mosque on the one side.
So with everybody sharing space and such a tight-knit kind of community, how do people from outside integrate and experience it properly?
Well, it's new to us, and I suppose it's new to them. You know, with 9 mosques being in the area, there is a bit of sometimes where people, we don't drink and, you know, no loud music. We have our own lifestyle. A lot of people say, oh, well, we eat like you drink, you know. The same passion you put into that, the same passion we put into our food. That has become the culture, you know, is the type of food we make and when we're going to eat and what we're going to eat is very important. It comes down from generations. And, you know, the food we eat today, the recipes we use today, it comes from the great, great, great parents. You know, it's the same recipes. We don't do much fusion of new food coming in. We just use the same recipes, the same food. And there's a lot of them.
But you don't mind sharing them with a tourist or two?
No, I don't. Come and visit. Come and see. Come and check us out.
This has been episode number 53 of Food Neighbourhoods. Gavin Fisher was reporting from Bokarp in Cape Town. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.